This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Force.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide. You're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live broadcasting worldwide on this Friday, the 9th day of September, 2016. And, of course, we will also be here this Sunday live on the 15th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. So thank you so much for joining us today. We only have one guest lined up, and that's going to be Rob Dew popping in at the bottom of the third hour. And we have David Knight hosting the fourth hour of Overdrive today. Hillary is in free fall. Hillary is crashing and burning. It is now evident and apparent that they have had a bunch of basically fake polls out there with fake data that they've been entering into them. And the establishment realizes that Hillary is in very, very serious trouble. And so they are panicking right now, trying to figure out what to do. Because all they care about is getting her into office so they can get their next puppet in, Mr. Kane, to cover up for all the previous crimes that the globalists have committed and to continue the ongoing corporate hostile takeover of this republic. But because globalism has been exposed all across the world, it is in basic retreat right now. And opposition is only mounting. The problem is they are brazenly only intensifying their operations despite being defeated. And I call this the Hitler effect, where Hitler didn't give up, as everyone knows, until he was pinned down in Berlin in that bunker. They have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. I mean, I can't even keep track of them. Hundreds. You can just put in Alex Jones, Hillary Clinton, and you'll get hundreds of articles a day just spewing the most incredible, twisted disinformation you can imagine, and they just keep panicking. And I'm only keeping track of the ones attacking me. But it's Julian Assange, Alex Jones, Matt Drudge, Vladimir Putin, Donald Trump triangle of conspiracy. Really is ridiculous to see all this going on. The whole world is against the Bushes and the Clintons. The whole world knows America's been hijacked by criminals. The whole world is sick and tired of watching our government finance and fund Al-Qaeda and ISIS and all these other criminal groups. The whole world knows that America is in the hands of very, very wicked, evil people. And the other side thinks they can just spew talking points and rhetoric and call us evil and call us bad, when the facts are Alex Jones isn't running the country, Matt Drudge isn't running the country, and Donald Trump isn't running the country yet. And boy, even if he gets into office, the opposition he's going to face is going to be enormous. But it's all a signpost showing that we're trying to turn the ship around from certain doom. So this is the animating contest of liberty. We're going to come back and just get into all of it. One of our reporters, auxiliary reporters, I've been doing reporting for us off and on for years, got footage of Hillary not being able to come out of a medical tent and having this gurney, the stretcher with emergency personnel in body armor with ambulances and the rest of it. And we started covering this a few days ago, but we missed the forest for the trees. There's an even bigger story in it. Stay with us.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Great news! Alex Jones' latest podcasts are now available free on your phone. Just dial 701-719-9960. Save it to your contacts. The Alex Jones Podcast by phone updates automatically and is a free service. Super easy and includes audio controls. Press 4 to rewind and 6 to fast forward. 20 seconds per tap. The Alex Jones Podcast by phone. Call now. 701-719-9960. That's 701-719-9960.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Just keep it coming. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the ninth day of September 2016 on this Friday global broadcast. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and you need to get strapped in. Turns out that our particular paradigm analysis of the globalist is super on target, but only to one level. We're now getting deeper into the rabbit hole and now getting new approximations of the New World Order operation. And let me tell you, it gets crazier by the minute. These people are lunatics. But they got a plan. And if we know the plan and we educate the public that the plan is anti-human, humanity will do the rest. It may look like globalism's unstoppable, the technocracy's undefeatable, their system is all going into place. But the minute humanity turns against it and rejects it, there's 7.5 billion of us, we will revolutionize the world overnight. Because the best laid plans of mice and men often go astray. And the globalist's biggest fault in in their operations is that they do not promote the best and the brightest, even in their own guild now. They do it via seniority, like it's North Korea or something. And that's why North Korea supplies us with an endless stream of very, very wicked satire, very, very twisted satire, because it is so disconnected. They can't manufacture an automobile. They can't basically invent any technology. They have nothing. And they have a toddling third-generation hereditary dictator who executes members of his family if during 18-hour government events they look like they nod off for 30 seconds. What a wonderful world to live in. North Korea bans sarcasm because Kim Jong-un fears people only agree with him ironically. So schizophrenic, so mentally ill. You just document, Cam, I can show TV viewers this article. It's out of the London Independent. And it's the generals all running around worshiping him like he's a god. Talk about total fruitcake delusional behavior. I mean, it's a joke. But that's big government for you. That's hereditary power for you. That's passing the reins on to your minions. And that's what we see with Hillary Clinton. The same stumbling around, the same sycophantic behavior, the same worship behavior from her aides. She is emblematic of this rotting facade preparing to collapse in on itself. Now, let's talk about that rotting facade. Donald Trump has come out and said, quote, Hillary Clinton is running a global criminal enterprise and spreading terrorism. True words about Hillary Clinton have never been said. She does run a large global criminal enterprise. She is the progenitor or the fount, the fountainhead, the source. With George Soros and a few others, they're the top captains. We're not quite sure who the head general is, but we know who runs the show. They brag about it. We don't know who the king of the ring race are, but we know who they are. And she thinks we're so stupid that she's been arming and running Al-Qaeda and ISIS for at least 6 years, 7 years now, starting with the situation we saw in Libya and now obviously in Syria and 20-something other countries. This is an alliance the globalists have with the Saudi Arabians to spread their brand of Islam. By the way, their brand of Islam is winning. 80% of the world are Sunnis, and the Wahhabist sect out of Saudi Arabia that controls Mecca is now basically enforcing that. And we're seeing more persecution of Sunnis at the hands of Sunnis than probably anybody else. It is a nightmare scenario. A nightmare scenario on so many fronts. We're going to be getting to that clip coming up, but Hillary running global criminal enterprise and spreading terrorism. GOP nominee says he would prevent a 9/11. Yeah, it wouldn't have been hard to do. They were ordered to stand down. Bare minimum, that's been declassified. Continuing, getting into her health. This is from the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. That's the second largest group in the country. Hillary's health concerns serious, say most doctors polled by the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. 71% of doctors say Hillary's health concerns are real, serious, and could be disqualifying. Yeah, Dr. Drew, he wasn't anti-Hillary. He just got asked about it on a radio show. Also had a CNN show for 5-6 years. Got canceled a week after he said just the drugs she's taking and the medical records she released. It's just crazy. I mean, I want to talk to her doctors. I want to talk to her. This is dangerous. Well, how dare you say, as a talk show host and as a board-certified board examining, on a board of examiners, a doctor's doctor who has expertise in this very field, a leading expert, how dare you, on a radio show in America, talk about the witch king, Hillary Clinton? You just do not do it. I mean, again, that's the press climate in this country, people. And that's why there were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. I mean, I can't count them all up. I typed in Alex Jones, Hillary Clinton earpiece, and there were over 1,000 articles that popped up. I just looked at 10 or so this morning, and they had the Chicago Tribune saying that I'm this wicked, evil, dark, horrible devil, and that I'm just so horrible, and that I must be stopped, and how dare Donald Trump Jr. tweet out our story, and how evil Matt Drudge is, and blah, 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 and how could we question her? This is just the most outrageous thing ever. And I'm just picking this article because it was just one of the ones I looked at, because it's all nothing but talking points they've put out, regurgitated by this guy. And it sounds like a desperate 9-year-old wrote it. So I'm going to ask Rex, whatever his name is, we'll put it back on screen, to come on the broadcast, Rex Humke. I love it. Important thoughts from my fingers. Yeah, I guess your fingers don't have a lot of brain cells in them, buddy, because you read this, and it's just total panic saying, normal people don't listen to Alex Jones. It's dangerous. Don't listen. He's bad. Oh, my God. This is insane. What's going on? When all he said was, is she wearing an earpiece? It looks like she's wearing an earpiece. There have been controversies before about earpieces. George W. was clearly wearing one in some of the debates. We covered it then. This woman's a known liar. She's been caught lying over and over again. She's been involved in so many scams, it's a joke. She was representing the Chinese president secretly for money. That's in the new WikiLeaks. A true liberal, Julian Assange, that exposed Bush and the globalists, the neocons, says Hillary is far worse and, quote, a demon. And is creating a demon climate to persecute the press and, quote, put all of our necks in a noose. That's because he's got tens of thousands of pages more he's releasing next week. And tens of thousands after that, so much stuff it'll make your head spin of the horrible things she's doing. And as a real liberal, he is exposing her. I even saw clips of Ed Schultz basically coming out against Hillary now and saying she's a criminal. So this whole thing is imploding. This whole thing is imploding fast. So running back through these, you've got 71%. One of the biggest medical associations in the country being polled, we have 100% being polled, but 71% of those polled saying that Hillary Clinton has serious health problems, obviously, on its face. Now, they can call me a conspiracy theorist and say I'm evil all day and the rest of it, but the truth is, WikiLeaks has her trying to get Parkinson's medication. And then WikiLeaks has Uma Abedin saying, oh, did you forget your earpiece? Do I need to bring it? So, might have been a hearing aid. Looks like a hearing aid to me. The point is that they put out a few shots with her ear in shadow, photos in Newsweek, you name it. I mean, when I say hundreds, it's probably thousands of articles. I mean, you just can't keep track of them. It says thousands. And saying, oh, we're debunked, oh, this and that. No, you're debunked. We asked a question about a known liar. James Woods asked the question. We simply picked it up and gave people an opportunity to look at it. It became the number one story yesterday, thanks to DrudgeReport.com and the listeners of the show and others spreading it. And so then they attempt to act like there's no problem. Well, let me tell you, we have what I would call just the added gravy to all of this, because you add all of this together with this new story I've got when we come back after break, that is from our own reporter in Ohio, breaking down the fact that they have these ambulances when Hillary is traveling around, and that Hillary couldn't come out of a tent and spoke basically 45 minutes late. She's in the tent. They've got an ambulance. They've got people running around with stretchers into the tent where she is, the air-conditioned tent. They've got body armor on. It's Secret Service with EMS outfits on. And they're going into the tent. And this should be investigated massively. I mean, they got a guy running around behind Hillary with an injector pen. Whenever she gets asked questions, she freaks out, and the guy goes, it's okay, keep talking. And people are going, oh, it's preposterous that Hillary would have needed an earpiece. She's her own woman. Why, she used to be really smart. The woman is a bumbling moron now half the time. She's obviously breaking down. She looks completely drugged out and insane. And now they're running around with her in tents with huge medical gurneys with guys in body armor. What in the world is going on here? This needs to be looked at. This is a big story with video on InfoWars.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Show you a headline before I get back into all the huge election news, Hillary crashing and burning information. There's just so much today to go over, so many important clips. I want to just take you back to an article out of the UK Sun just 2 days ago that I read the headline of, but never even covered. And it's over a 20-page article with all these top scientists, all these top historians, sociologists, psychologists, military experts. By the way, our Pentagon concurs with these reports, saying the planet is closer to catastrophic World War III than at any time for 60 years, experts warn. And it doesn't look good for Britain or America if it does kick off. And this is a big, detailed report that's excellent that I want to go over and I'd probably shoot a special report next week on and get some of these guests on just to look at all the trigger points and, you know, the things that are expanding and happening around the planet. Because, you know, we do our research here, but it's good to see it in a big, detailed report like this. And some people will say, well, we haven't had a nuclear war yet, so what's the problem? Well, the problem is it's like having, say, a 65-year-old building. That's how long we've had, you know, the modern atomic age. And we haven't had a big fire yet. Well, statistics show the longer the building's there, the better a chance it's going to end up having a fire. Just because of time going by. And statistically, there's a better chance over a long period of time. Let's say there's an oak tree that's 300 years old. Does it have a better chance or a worse chance of being struck by lightning? In the aggregate, it has a better chance of being struck by lightning the older it is because it's more time. Same thing. And you look at all this, the world is getting more dangerous, not less dangerous. And it's frustrating to me, very, 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 very frustrating to me to sit here and to see this happening and to really be concerned about my family and to see so many Americans and so many other people that just don't have any concern and think nuclear war is a conspiracy theory. The truth is we've already had nuclear wars. Depleted uranium was used in the first Gulf War and the second Gulf War, and now it's being used all over the world, and it is radioactive, and inside the body, it goes into the cells at point-blank range, and even though it's low-level radiation, it cooks them at point-blank range. And cancers have exploded in the troops, the deformities. It's well-documented. I don't need to go into that. Everybody knows that. And now we've got 440-something power-producing nuclear reactors and hundreds, several hundred other research reactors. I mean, I go to the Department of Energy's own website, and you can also go to the International Atomic Energy Agency website, and it doesn't even list two nuclear reactors that are in Austin. So when I say there's 700 reactors, that's not counting submarines, add 300, 400 more onto that, who knows how many reactors? 1,000? 2,000? Who knows? And here's the difference. They're supposed to shut these plants down after 30, 40 years. They're not shutting them down, and they just don't even seem to care now. They're turning the alarms off all over the country so that when they leak radiation by law, the alarms would go off. Well, that scares the public. So now they just turn the alarms off. So bottom line, September is preparedness month. Everybody needs to get prepared. That way it's a win-win. If bad things don't happen and there isn't an economic crisis or there aren't larger wars or whatever, hey, you got insurance you can eat, high-quality, affordable foods. You're drinking water through great water purification systems already. Not just for a disaster, but just for the ongoing glyphosates and all the rest of the trash. We've got specials, the biggest we've ever run. 30 to 40% off on storable food, super high quality, totally fresh, last 25 years, InfoWarsStore.com. 30 to 40% off depending on which package you get. Also, big discounts, 20% on water filtration systems. We've got the huge spectrum of non-GMO heirloom open pollinated seeds. We've got so many other great products like Survival Shield Nation Iodine X2, 20% off. And it's going to end early next week. I can't keep extending the sale, but I haven't even extended it yet. It's supposed to end Sunday. I might extend it a couple of days, but that's it. And by the way, I'm ending next Monday the Hillary for Prison shirts at cost just because I wasn't thinking when I did that. There's actually more expense in there because the bumper stickers and citizen rule books we add in. I'm actually losing money on it. I just can't do that. We have to fund the operations. I want to thank you all for your support. But if you want a Hillary for Prison shirt for $9.95 with a pocket constitution and two Hillary for Prison shirts, that's shipping included at cost, Get it now at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com for the supplements, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
When I grow up, I want to live on a free planet. Freedom, future project. Not selfishness. No, self-preservation. I'm going to live forever through my project. Big secret.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All of my ancestors are alive with me now, in spirit, in DNA, and in this body. That's the magic of God's creation. Everything comes in three. You have a spirit. You have an individual life. And then you have the genetic collective of the entity you are. It's amazing. It's beyond any science fiction you can imagine. And you're not going to read what you just heard in any book. I've studied history. I've studied epigenetics. I've studied wide spectrum information. And let me tell you, that is what's happening. That's what's going on. And that's why the genetic assault on the planet, the GMO and all of it, is the most satanic thing ever conceived of. You know, I'm going to finish up with World War III news and then get back into the huge Hillary medical news. I mean, when I say huge, I saw this footage on, like, Tuesday that Millie Weaver put out with her camera crew for InfoWars. And I saw the ambulance. I thought, yeah, Trump doesn't have ambulances. And they had all these articles attacking us. Oh, we're kooks. There's always ambulances. And I was like, no, that's not true. But, you know, Dick Cheney had ambulances, too. Let's just be honest. She's got serious health problems. It's in the WikiLeaks. It's all over the place. The majority of doctors that are polled by prestigious organizations say clearly something's wrong with her. And then, in Cleveland, Ohio, hiding in plain view in all this video is the fact that she didn't come out of the tent for 45 minutes or longer. There's an 18-minute video report showing all this on InfoWars.com. Chick Hillary Clinton has a rolling hospital bed backstage at rally. And see, our headline isn't even strong enough. Hillary didn't come out till 45 minutes later. Hillary was in a hospital tent for 45 minutes, and they rolled a gurney in with guys in body armor. That's your headline. What the hell is going on here? And I have a wonderful crew. They're fantastic. But 9 times out of 10, they make the same mistake I make. They don't go with a sensational enough headline. It's like, okay, ambulances, medical crews, follow Hillary. No, she's in a medical tent for 45 minutes, and they're running around all freaked out like, you know, the emperor just died, rolling in these huge medical gurney, guys in body armor. She's stumbling around. There's a guy with an EpiPen behind her, a tranquilizer pen, telling her it's all right. She's doddering around. She says she wants Parkinson's medication in her own emails. Uma Abedin says, do you need your earpiece? You know, in the WikiLeaks, when she has what looks like an earpiece hanging out her ear, and the media acts like it's kooky that we say that. You guys are discredited. You have a 6% trust rate. Our audience knows that we're going to tell the truth or die trying. Does that mean we don't make mistakes sometimes? Absolutely we do. And we correct them when we do. Because our integrity is our number one possession. But we didn't say she had an earpiece. We said it looks like she has an earpiece. George W. clearly had one. No doubt there. And people said, oh, well, she's a powerful woman. You're saying a woman can't, you know, answer all these complex questions without an earpiece? I'm saying Hillary has a handler running around with a needle standing. A guy has a needle standing right beside her at all times. She's stumbling around. She acts completely insane. And the word is she's having epileptic seizures on a routine basis. Look, I digress. Let's get to the real meat and potatoes here, okay? Earlier this week, I mentioned an article, but never got to it. It's depending on how you format it, 16 to 22 pages long. It's got a lot of graphics, a lot of different generals, military experts, statisticians, the UN's own admission, the Pentagon's own admission, NATO's own admission, the Ministry of Defense's own admission out of the UK, saying everything I'm telling you, because everything I'm telling you is already documented from them and my own historical research. It's not like, wow, everything Alex says just keeps being dead on. How'd he guess it? I didn't guess it. In 2007, the Pentagon came out, and in 2007, so did the Ministry of Defense, and said, by 2016, we will begin the global collapse through 2025. The chances of nuclear war will be the highest ever. There'll be global famines, third world populations surging over the borders, absolute, you know, world government. I mean, go read those reports. We've covered them ad nauseum. So we get up here and we say, hey, governments and institutions are digging in. We better be concerned. We're hoping this isn't the case. I mean, my goodness, I certainly don't want all this stuff to happen. But there's this delusional name it and claim it type culture beyond fake Christians or manipulated Christians where it's just trendies and everybody just thinks if you hope, everything will be okay. And yes, a lot of confidence in the currency, in the economy is needed. And I'm all for confidence in the economy if it's warranted. But the globalists are doing everything they can to hurt the economy in the real world while telling us it's all great as they consolidate control. And I'm not going to go along with that lie. So you have this headline, planet closer to catastrophic World War III than any other time for 60 years, experts warn, and it doesn't look good for Britain or America if it does kick off. Now, there are rules of war in history, going back to the days of chivalry and before that, where you don't target men, women, and children. That's what Attila the Hun does. That's what the Mongols do. That's what the barbarians do. You don't target women and children. You target fighting soldiers. And then all is fair in love and war. And even in modern American unwritten jurisprudence, you don't target people's families for political assassination, and you don't even target families, wives, daughters, sons, if they're not politically involved. You don't go after people that are not in the arena. And there's a good reason for that. You start going after people's families, gloves come off real fast, and the veneer of civilization peels away like tiles on the bottom of a spacecraft coming in through the atmosphere, plunging into the ocean. But I have seen vitriol by former U.S. generals and by current NATO commanders, including the commander of NATO, and I have seen statements by former CIA directors and others that is the stuff of third world dictator stuff. In fact, it's just not done in history to shoot your mouth off about how you kill people and you're powerful and you're good at killing people. And I came, we saw, he died. Obama, Hillary, they've all said the same amateur stuff. I mean, even when you've killed people with your bare hands, you don't talk about it, you don't brag about it, you don't get into it because it's bad luck. It's stupid. And it's really degrading to yourself and everybody else. So it's a bellwether of a society in collapse. And it's about the most unlucky thing in history soldiers and generals should be involved in. You add to that a bunch of women in fancy $3,000-$4,000 suits with $100,000 diamond rings on and $100,000 necklaces. I mean, sexually getting excited, prancing around up there and in back of the podium talking about, we're going to bloody the Russians' noses. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Yeah, we sent $5 billion in to overthrow Ukraine. What's she going to do about it? I mean, this is the stuff of nightmares, okay? I mean, this is what defeat is made of. And it just gets crazier from there. So in the last year, we have seen the head of all Russian intelligence agencies just die. They won't even say why he died. He just died at 56 years old. We can put that up on screen. We've seen a bunch of other Russians getting killed. There's a Jerusalem Post. Russia's military intelligence chief killed in secret operation in Lebanon. That's how they spun it. That's not the case. Now, let's expand on all this. This is war when this type of stuff is going on. Now we have Vladimir Putin's favorite chauffeur killed in accident exactly as former CIA director described on TV on Charlie Rose, where the elite go to communicate with each other. That's the most elite TV program there is, period, is Charlie Rose. And by the way, Charlie Rose on a wickedness scale, on an aristocrat scale, when I ran into him, I mean, it was definitely a very serious presence. He saw me, his eyes, his eyebrows flared. It was, I like your style, Alex. Ah, his minions were all freaking out. This guy goes to Bilderberg, you name it. I mean, he is a piece of work. But that's where these guys go on these shows. Mike Morrell, former deputy director of the CIA, salivates over the idea of covertly killing Russians and Iranians. The full conversation aired on PBS on August 8th. August 8th. And then, boom, exactly what this guy's talking about is going on. So this happens a month ago, and then a few weeks later, boom, the magic crash. One of their favorite ways to kill somebody is to have, obviously, a stunt driver slam into somebody and take them out, or they kill you, put you in a car, and then hit you with a truck. I've actually been told by security analysts and folks that we've had to do security checks and sweeps. We had to go to that level. Not that I'm even scared of them taking me out, but I'm not going to make it easy. And I want it documented, too. So we've got a lot of counter-surveillance. These people freak out when we actually send people to their house. You know, it's like, oh, you're going to come to my house? Well, then when you go to your house in another state, we're going to drop by, too. See? That's how that works. But this is how they take you out. I've been told this is the number one way to watch my ass at four-way stops, at red lights, you name it. They'll just slam into me with a truck. Boom. And this is how they get you. So he called for killing, quote, everyone around Putin because they had trouble getting to Putin. Kill everyone around Putin. And I can play all the clips of generals saying it's time to start killing Russians. Kill a lot of them. Body bags. Blood, blood, blood. Oh, yeah, let's kill Russians on their border. What a wonderful idea. Russia has the GDP of Italy. Russia's trying to rebuild. China is the one taking the whole planet over right now. And the globalists are double-crossing Russia. They are trying to bring Russia down. I mean, because they see Russia as weak. That's what's happening. And then they blame Russia for everything going on in the world. If you oppose the globalists, the multinationals that have captured our country, captured Europe, captured the UK, they're trying to get out of it. They say, oh, Nigel Farage, you work for Putin. That's why Nigel Farage, a successful businessman, 25 years ago saw the EU taking over the regulations and control in the UK, and he looked at veterans' memorials of all these people that had died, including people in his family, a lot of military people in his family, and he got pissed off. 25 years ago, before Vladimir Putin was on the radar screen, he stood up for the UK's sovereignty. And you take that away from him and the people of the UK, the people of England, and you say, Russian agents. The only Russian agent business going on here is that Russia has been captured by the very same globalists and has gone through the exact same crap, but decades ago we're starting to go through here. So they've already been raped by the same guy now raping us. And Russia's like crawled away into the shadows, finally throwing the rapist off and is trying to nurse its wounds while we're getting raped. And the person raping us, economically, culturally, you name it, is telling us, by the way, while I'm raping you, go over there and kick Russia's ass. That's what's going on. And the whole world's saying, no, thank you. Donald Trump's going, what's Russia doing to us? China. That's what all the generals are telling him. Because that's what's happening. Hillary is a Chinese agent. We're a joke, people. We've been totally taken over by foreign countries, foreign interests, just like Russia was taken over by the oligarchs. We could have such an amazing time of detente. And business and ingenuity and rebuilding the planet together if we get the globalists off our backs. And we're so close, people. But the churches have all been paid, all the big ones, to say it's the end of the world and you can't be evil. So you just believe, you lay down and sit there at your little church with your little candy-ass preacher up there who's a damn demon. I mean, there's no one more evil than the preachers that know full well what's going on. They're there with their little Homeland Security badges, brainwashing people. We have state-run churches now in this country. It's time to end all this. It's time to break its back. It's time to stop it. And so this is all part of what edges us towards World War III, is they're saying, let's start killing Russian leaders, and then the Russians start dying. And then we say, oh, did they kill the Russian head of security? Intelligence, oh, did they kill his chauffeur? Did they kill this person? Did they kill that person? And they go, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. It doesn't work anymore. Let's go to this clip from Charlie Rose.
I'd give them the things that they need to both go after the Assad government, but also to have the Iranians and the Russians pay a little price, right? When we were in Iraq, the Iranians were giving weapons to the Shia militia who were killing American soldiers, right? The Iranians were making us pay a price. We need to make the Iranians pay a price in Syria. We need to make the Russians pay a price.
We make them pay the price by killing Russians.
Yes.
And killing Iranians.
Yes. Covertly. So you don't tell the world about it, right? You don't stand up at the Pentagon and say we did this, right? But you make sure they know it in Moscow and Tehran.
People who,
here's the other thing I want to do. I want to go after. Those things that Assad sees as his personal power base, right? I want to scare Assad. So I want to go after his presidential guard. I want to bomb his offices in the middle of the night.
Well, that happened about 2 years ago. Do you remember?
Back it up. I could talk for 5,000 hours on this guy. The Ivy League slime, a wimp. Talking about scaring people, sliming around. This is the guy that came out against Donald Trump for Hillary. A joke. Someone Trump said, I don't trust, I wouldn't want to talk to him. The generals tell me he's horrible. You just look at somebody like General Flynn compared to somebody like this little turd blossom, and it's honorable. Skip the break. This is too important. Thank you. Honorable, strong, a good record. Patriotic, helped smash ISIS and Al-Qaeda, countermanded the CIA, got kicked out over it. They don't want to arrest him, though, because that soft coup will expose them. There was a soft coup in this country, led informationally by InfoWars. And by the way, I don't say that to sound big. The enemy already knows it. You should know it, okay? You should know it. We led the attack. 4-plus years ago. And we had the experts on, from Dr. Steve Pachinik to Colonel Schaefer to Tosh Plumlee to countless others. And they gave you the intel on the whole plan. And they even said they're going to flood Europe next with refugees before ISIS ever existed. Because we have patriots, by and large, that work in our government. And now we sit here with this guy up there going, we need to bomb the presidential guard, bomb their government buildings. That's what ISIS does. That's what Al-Qaeda does. Singrit. And they went and started it with Assad that was bringing the West in, that was transferring power, that was democratizing, just like Muammar Gaddafi. They all believed Obama. Assad and Gaddafi believed him. That it was detente. Oh, I'm liberal. Here, take my hand. Yes, let us invest. Bring your money in. And they went, okay, we don't want to fight. Now, you could say Gaddafi fought back and done some things that weren't good from the West perspective, but Assad had done nothing. Medical doctor brought up in the UK. And they brought in Al-Qaeda, and they killed over 200,000 Christians we know of. And the numbers just grow and grow and grow. Syria was 24% 6 years ago Christian. It's now like 10% or so. Millions have left as refugees, God knows where, because the West won't take Christians. Hundreds of thousands are dead. And they bring in 0.3 refugees into Europe and the U.S. Same number. That's a sick joke. You got 20-something percent that were Christian, but 0.3 get in. They let in less than 1% Shiites. They're almost all Wahhabists. And you sit back, and you're looking at the former CIA deputy director, one of the main architects of this, and he sits there talking about, we want to scare people. Oh, like Hitler did, bombing civilian targets in London? The British didn't even want to be in that war? British knew that they started World War I and it was wrong? As soon as Hitler started bombing civilian targets, they totally turned against him. And had almost 100% support. Total mobilization. That's where you people are blind. You live in a world of fear. They're always threatening me, like, oh, you threatened me. I'm going to shut up now. You mean you kill people? Oh, my gosh. I didn't know. I hadn't been told thousands of times. I hadn't been physically attacked. I hadn't been drugged to the mud. I hadn't been assaulted. I hadn't had all sorts of intelligence agencies jack with me. But it's pretty much silent now. It's like, phew, went over to the other side. Escaped out of your little phony fairy tale. You guys know short of Davy Jones's locker, I'm never stopping. But you notice, he sits there and he goes, he's so slimy, we need to scare them. We need to kill the people around them. We need to kill their families. We need to, I mean, just the slimiest crap on earth. Just the venomous. And, of course, it's this little, soft, pseudo-intellectual, and they all get the think tanks together and all glad-hand each other and slap each other's on, you know, on their butts and everything and go play golf together and suck off all the stolen money and just pull all this crap. You're not Americans. You hijacked this country. And America's never been perfect. But America, in the final equation, is not going to put up with your New World Order trash, your bullying garbage, and the fact that the people running the country have never fought for it, never done anything, and are a bunch of weak cowards. You're not leaders. You're deceptive filth. And you sit there and you spew lies to the public, the likes of which I've never seen. The globalist took down Syria. The New World Order, George Soros, Obama, Hillary, are the architects of it, the creators of the new Al-Qaeda base in Libya, to get all those weapons and to ship them in to the next country. Classic communist tactic. Take over one country, exploit it onto the next group. It's so crazy to watch Goldman Sachs and all these big banks and all these arrogant, sociopathic, disconnected, rich globalists with their yachts and their helicopters and all their crap destabilizing the world so they get total control, but now realizing they're in such danger, they're doubling their security details and, again, building armored fortresses in the middle of the South Pacific. Oh, what a great plan you did, yet again. Wonderful. You convinced yourself of your own bull. And now you're killing people in Russia. And you're bragging about it. I can play the generals on Fox News like it's tough. Just time to start killing a bunch of Russians in Ukraine. That'll teach them. Yeah, that'll really teach them. And just start killing people. This isn't the Iraqis. And I love how he sits there and implies, oh, we had to go to Iraq and the Iranians did stuff to us in Iraq. What? We blamed Iraq for what Saudi Arabia was involved in. That was all part of the Wahhabist plan. Wahhabists carry it out. Wahhabist enemy gets blamed. It's all lies. Sitting there like a little snake, spewing this BS, hoping the viewers don't know who the players are. And hey, Sally Soccer Mom might not know. Billy Bob Dumbass may not know. You know all the military knows. They know who the players are. They know how the cow ate the cabbage, Dumbo. And I don't think you're going to have the robots in place and the troops spiked in time. Because we didn't just sit here on our butts while little Ivy League tough guys like you ran around trying to scare people. You didn't scare us. You mobilized us. The whole world, dumbass. And you're going to be held accountable. Make no mistake. Now, I need this operation energized to the next level. I need you to spread the word, the articles, the videos, all over the four corners of the planet every hour. And I need you to pray for us. And set your will against the globalists, and set your will in support of InfoWars. I pray to God. And to take advantage of the massive sales we've got going on preparedness items, in case we lose the first phase of this, we've got to be prepared to dig in. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise.